Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have the policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
I got this thing today. This guy made up some mixtapes for Know Your Rights, and it's called Magic Words. I'm going to play one of these right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
But
I'm gonna
You getting adjusted to this?
Yep.
What is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I had to mute you for a minute because I had to do something.
All right, well, these following PSAs are meant to remind the listeners of the rights and address particularly the constitutional abuses which are now acknowledged by a federal judge and for the stop and frisk policy in New York. So let me continue.
As we have you doing time, there's a chance you open the wall. Bust early with the magic words, then don't talk. Same thing if you get rung up, don't talk. Phones are made to be hung up. But if you can score the caller's job number and name, write it down, call your counsel, it's a detailed game. Now private security ain't entitled to nothing. Don't say nothing, don't sign nothing, they ain't nothing. Ain't a badge in the land that can demand you swap. If they ain't your attorney, then don't talk. And yo, I don't care how much they befriend you. Even telling the truth can be used against you. Prior statements, tiniest inconsistencies, fair ground to tear down your credibility. And make sure your loved ones understand this means you can lean on your family and friends, but don't sing. Don't think your cellmate's shoulder will support you. Time to defend yourself is in the courtroom. But even more important than don't talk, don't sue. This kind of stuff ain't happening, this ain't happening to you. There's only one thing true when it comes to law, and ain't one size fits all. The most vulnerable populations know the warning. Gays and lesbians, trans and gender non-conforming, sex workers and folks with HIV AIDS, folks without papers, sweating the ice rays from communities of color to any kind of other, to hard sport privilege, stand up for one another, know the law like hip-hop knows beat. Tell the police that these are our streets, and in our streets, even non-citizens got rights. Check the NLG's website. But in the meantime, don't forget what you heard. You take one thing, let it be the magic word.
not meant to substitute for legal advice. For that, you need a lawyer. For now, you need the magic words. Lyrics and vocals by Lonnie Ray Atkinson. Song instrumentals by Anitin. Intro and outro instrumentals by John, G-O-N. Special, special thanks to Maura Meltzer-Cohen and the New York Law Collective. Until we are all free. Say them loud so everyone can hear you. Know your rights and let the magic words work for you.
Can't say it any better than that. Like he said, it's not illegal advice. For that, you need a lawyer, but just remember the magic words. Remember that? So what are the magic words?
Shut up.
Okay, what else?
If you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
And?
And know your rights in regards to are you detaining me?
I do not consent.
I do not consent. I would have gotten there.
Because if you're not sure, I'll play again for you.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Should be, I am I free to go? Am I being detained? I do not consent to this search. I'm going to remain silent. I want to speak to a lawyer, and I'm not resisting arrest. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? Those are the magic words.
Yes, they are.
And then I got an email. Somebody wanted to hear this. This is our boy talking about Obama, so I'm going to play this real quick. I'll be right
okay.
back.
Well, man, I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanations today. It's going to be a straight stop it be. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? Your bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. So, all I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how do you owe China, B? How you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the planet? You ass, get your... Ooh. Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills. I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple mother? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your experience, your TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a light bill on Earth. That's why 37 states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the Chinese, y'all didn't pay the light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed off. I can't. Oh!
Okay.
Enough said.
Exactly.
Yeah. But and then I got a request for the other one. Let me see if I can get it real quick. This one's by George Carlin.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions, forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Right. Yeah, let me do something, I'll be right back. Check this out. Okay. I'll be right back.
Oh, this thing is running great. It's just running great. It's so smooth into the curves. And what'd you do, Claudio? Did you...
Yeah, I adjust the cast and camber and correct the tire pressure.
Oh, what a difference. Look out, Jack. Hey. Get out of here, I'm driving it home. Come on, I'm back. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
something to take care of. They were trying to pop in on the other side. So, Bill's on his way. He was late today. He's by, at the shop by himself all day.
It happens.
But a lot of people have been asking about this. It's SB 350, which is the lane sharing, and it's now a two-year bill. This means that while it may be possible that the bill is heard in April, is the deadline for submission to the Senate Transportation Committee for all policymaking bills. Likelihood that it is, won't be heard by committee until next January 2014. It's good news for us because it gives us plenty of time to work with our constituents to make certain the bill is finally submitted and will be a good bill. But it's has to do with the CHP and the sharing of the lanes. Most people, I call it white lining, but.
Right.
Yeah. And then I got another thing out of Manchester, New Hampshire today that as of March 1st, they're going to start doing checkpoints. And they're going to do the first one's Friday, 2013, March 15th, and Saturday, March 16th, the weekend of St. Paddy's Day. The petition to stomp on our rights even more was granted by the Hillsborough County Superior Court North in Manchester on March 4th. So I decided to call the Manchester police and ask them location. And the closest landmark location, the officer in charge told me it was a matter of public safety not to disclose the location of the checkpoint. Continued by saying that they have my interest and the rest of the public's interest in mind, and safety is the first priority. So I asked them, how wasting mine and other taxpayers' dollars was in my best interest by entrapping peaceful people. He promptly hung up on me. So to anybody in New Hampshire, in Manchester, please be careful on Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th, because the gangsters in blue will be out to entrap you in Manchester.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can call to get the safety, the location of the sobriety checkpoint, but I don't know if this Captain Riley is going to give it to you. But I'll put that in the chat room. Basically, I found out from an open records request, which means knowing that what is happening and not happening at these checkpoints. So it's the reports of the local police regarding these checkpoints. It's all public information. You can get it from the Freedom of Information Act.
Right.
So. Let's see. All right, Nora, say hello to Stacy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, better late than never. I'm here.
Well, Bill's late too. He was at the shop by himself, so he said he'd be here late.
That's because the sexy people are always late.
It's your story.
Yeah, true story. How's the baby?
So where are you at in New Hampshire?
Are you still on the border? Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm not in New Hampshire.
Right by the border,
yeah.
Right?
Right. I sit on the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts, but I'm about 2.5 hours away from the New Hampshire border, and Manchester is a little bit further along.
Yeah.
I was listening to that, and I'm actually surprised that the guy who answered the phone hung up on you, because New Hampshire police are supposedly notorious for being polite and courteous and all this other stuff. And to hear you say that.
Yeah, but you've never talked on the phone the way I talked to him.
Yeah, but even so, I mean, that's why they're quote unquote notorious for being so nice, because it quote unquote supposedly, no matter what you do, what you say, how you go about whatever it is you're going about, they still treat people with like this courtesy type deal. So yeah, again, I was shocked that you got hung up on. You must have been really bad.
I just wanted answers.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I
don't. We kind of like this. It was kind of like,
you want answers? Oh. I think I'm entitled. You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It went downhill from there.
Wow. That's bogus. Bogus, bogus, bogus. But, you know, Manchester's a cool little town, though. I mean, it's definitely like the boonies, the country feel, you know, when you get a typical New England postcard with the colored trees and the little house nestled in the mountains, you know, that's pretty much what it's all about. So must have a large population of heavy drinkers in Manchester for them to be like setting up sobriety checkpoints like that.
Bad Patty's there. Everybody's out here started a little drinking more than they should.
And when you have nothing to do because you live, you know, out in East Bum, then, you know, I guess you drink.
So you called the police department and didn't get any more. I called the fire department and I got answers.
Well, you called the fire department for what? What's going down?
Well, no. The village idiots are telling me, in 2 months, I've used 20,000 gallons of water. Are you kidding me?
Do they have a leak underground somewhere?
I don't know. So I'm telling them, I said, I don't have a backyard big enough to put pools in to fill them up consistently to even ring up that kind of bill. So
right.
I thought, okay, well, I'm going to call the fire department and the emergency to see what their trucks hold. So I talked to the, you know, the head guy, and I said, I'm sorry, I know this is going to be an odd question, but could you answer, you know, how many gallons of water do your trucks hold? And he goes, well, anywhere it's between 500 and 750, or 750 gallons. I'm like, okay, thank you, I appreciate it, you know. And I'm sitting there thinking, if their trucks hold that, I assume they would have held more. I didn't know. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, their trucks hold that capacity. Each one is different, so some 500, others 750. So I've been in dispute for quite some time with the village idiots, and I'm trying to explain to them, how can one house go through 20,000 gallons of water in 2 months? It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You got a leak underneath.
Yeah, but if it's there, then how do I even know? Because they kept telling me, well, you have to have a leak. I said, how the hell can I have a leak? I don't have a basement full of water. You know?
No.
I don't know what else to do.
It might be further out in your yard, but I think you have to call, like, I'm not even sure if you would call a plumber when you're dealing with underground stuff, but yeah, because they dig outside underground, like Roto-Rooter people and stuff, but...
Well, they're supposed to... I had to make an appointment for one of their idiots to come out here tomorrow, okay? And in the meantime, they were telling me, because I saw the Public Works Department truck pull up in front of my house, and they started messing around with the on and off cap. I went out there, I said, whoa, don't shut me off. And they're like, we're not here to shut you off. And I said, then what are you doing? You know? And because they were marking, they were like spraying in the area and stuff. So I usually when they do that, they're going to shut you off. And I'm thinking, my bill's paid. What the hell's going on? So the guys were like, no, we were just told to check all the, you know, caps in the village. why are they only at my house? And then they stripped the nut, so then an older guy had to come, and he cut it off and then covered it up and took off. I'm like, they
stripped
didn't even put a cap on. Huh?
Stripped his nut.
Yeah, and on your on and off valve.
Okay.
For the water cap, the main one in front of your house, you know?
Okay.
So the guy, the younger guy, stripped the bolt, you know, to turn it on, turn it off. Idiot. So an older guy comes, he cuts it off, the whole cap, and then he just filled it back up with dirt. And hasn't been back. I'm like, are you kidding me? Can you leave that open like that? I don't know. Ugh.
Wow.
I've been very hostile. I've been excessively hostile.
No, not you.
Oh, you know what? I'm not hiding from my shit. I have no problems putting it the fuck out there. You know, but I'm annoyed. I'm sitting here, I'm reading the numbers on my meter to track it daily, you know what I mean? And all throughout the day and stuff, and I'm like, there's no way in hell this is going to add up to this amount of water in a month. These people are fucking smoking shit, you know? And, of course, I asked him, I said, could you please tell me how to read the meter? Or, you know, how you determine the reading of the meter? Well, I can't tell you that. Well, why can't you tell me that? Well, this is all computer generated. I said, are you kidding me? You can't even tell somebody how to read your meter. Ugh. So, it's a pile up on a pile up on a pile up of shit, people, village idiots. Yeah. I'm about ready to throw a punch at someone. I mean, it's crazy. Phil, how many gallons of water do you go through your home in a month? Do you even know?
Yeah, about 300 and some.
Okay. Have you ever heard of 11,000 in 1 month?
No.
11,000?
No.
Okay. My point exactly. And they're telling me, well, one lady tells me, oh, you've been about 500, maybe 650, you know, gallons of water a month. And then all of a sudden, you're at 11,000. I said, what? What do you mean? I said, do you have any idea how much water that is? I can go through that much water in a month. And 20,000 gallons in 2 months. Come on. Are you kidding me? So I have to be very nice tomorrow morning. And I'm not looking forward to this because you have no idea how I want to scream. And I've been patient. I've been kind. But I've been firm. You know, I have not cursed, you know. And I'm like, I've been in this village for 20 years, and in 20 years, I have never, ever heard of water usage like that. My neighbor had a total of 2,000 gallons of water going through his house. His bill was $23 and some odd cents. You don't even want to know what my bill was. I about flipped the hell out. And I'm like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have to pay a monthly fee for the Chicago line to make sure that they're up and running properly and that they never go down. Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Yeah. So.
What's going on in Mass?
Not too much of nothing. Same shit, different day. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All is well, it's snowing and freaking raining and doing all kinds of crazy shit outside. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish it wouldn't This weather is crazy. I'd like to find the groundhog. I'd like to find the groundhog and personally kick his ass.
Yeah, you've definitely got more snow than what we have this season.
Shit, and like today, it didn't really accumulate. It snowed all day, but it was mixed with rain. So
yeah.
All it was doing was making this big, sloppy, slushy mess. And, like, I have a doctor's appointment this morning, went there, and then after the doctor's, I went to the gym, and I jump out of my truck, and I step in a freaking puddle that's, like, 2 feet deep. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I go in the gym, and I'm trying to, like, trot along on the freaking treadmill with one pants leg that's soaking wet to the kneecap. I'm like, I can't. Yeah, it was just one of them days around here, typical New England, you know, day.
Mom, see, I don't have to step out into a parking lot. I just go at the end of my driveway. My house is the lowest on the block. I'm at one end, okay, of the block. So everything runs to my yard. Everything runs down, okay? So when we get a lot of rain, half my backyard is full water. And, yes, I'm pretty much in the pool.
Huh? Yep. That's the way it works on my street, too. The other half is for duck swimming. The ducks come in and swim around.
Yeah. You know, so I usually tell people, be prepared. You know,
now check,
wear
check
your waders.
Back when my daughter was just a baby. Okay.
Back.
What the hell was that? All
he was
right.
trying to baby noise, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, back when my daughter was a baby, now you're going back 20 years ago, I used to live the last house on the left of a dead-end street, and then there was a cemetery. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, now I remember. Oh, shit, brain fart. This is terrible. Okay, the backyard in the place I used to live used to flood every winter. And every winter, this little duck family would, it was a green-headed duck, a mallet, and it's female, would come every, like, right before spring would start because the snow would melt and the backyard would flood. And before May came along, there'd be 8, 9, or 10 babies. She laid the eggs somewhere in the yard. And they would swim. They'd swim for a couple of months in the backyard till the summer would eat up all the water, you know. And it was just, yeah, it was just one of those things. My daughter used to like watching them. She'd sit by the bedroom window and watch them. They were right in the backyard.
Wow.
We throw bread out there for them and stuff, but, I mean, the craziest thing, how they would remember to come to our yard in the backyard every year was beyond me. Ducks, they're wonderful little creatures, especially when they're on the table with potatoes. Phil, snap out of it, man.
I'm fine. They're just, they're trying to do some stuff here, that's all.
Anybody hear from Eunice?
She should be here later. Instead of 2 minutes from now.
Somebody needs to start a fire under Bill's ass.
No, I think he was there all day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. So how's everything with you, Mr. Phil?
It's okay. Everything's good now.
Cool beans.
Yeah. Let me play this. This is for who's trying to do this. So I'm gonna play this for him while I switch over some few things here. I'll be right back.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with a letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. as an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw, fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy, difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question, inquiry, who the fuck was that, dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you! Why don't you go outside?
There you go. Well, I think they get the message. What do you think?
It's pretty, blunt and forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to find the other one I had. This one's for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel honored right now.
Yeah, well, hang on.
It better be good.
Oh, okay. I'll let it say it for itself. Right. Here we go. This one's for you. Well, fucking advertisements are killing me. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, yeah. No, Bill should be. He should be here. I know he had a truck coming to unload some bikes today too, so he probably had to do it all himself. His nephew's sick and. Michael took some bikes up to L.A. Let's see. Okay, this one's for you. Thank you. All right, tell me who that was.
Godsmack, Sully Erna. Yay! That's Sully, my boy.
Okay.
Hey, two big companies are shutting down over in these parts. Hasbro.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, they're leaving. And MetLife, they're moving down south. Gee.
Wow.
I'm wondering why they're going down south. Maybe cheaper labor. But the Hasbro stuff just kind of blew my mind. There's going to be a lot of people without jobs.
Brooke.
Yeah, and we've got Hasbro Children's Hospital right in Providence, which, you know, it's a big to-do, but the toy company is saying bon voyage, at least out of this area.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he said put as much attention to that, make it sound like we're taking everything away, but there's 1,786 people by me that are, if they don't pass this thing with the Senate, they're going to get laid off. 1,783 people.
I mean, I know you guys are like diehard Republicans, but there are some things that I don't agree with, and I fully believe that Congress has made a mess, and it basically falls on the Republicans' parts, because my view about politics have changed immensely with all the bullshit my mom is going through.
Yeah.
And my mom was always middle class, always made good money being a nurse. My father, he worked for General Dynamics. He made good money, you know. And now she's getting the basic, you know, foot in her ass. And one of the programs that's about to be cut around these parts is Meals on Wheels. And, you know, that's messed up, because if my mother didn't have, like, me to help her out, she could possibly have to rely on that program to give her a meal or two a day, because, you know, it is what it is with that. And I think of all the other elderly or sickly people that have possibly want to stay in their homes till, you know, they pass, or they just, you know, no longer can't, that are going to be going without. And it's just wrong. And I know, you know, the fuel assistance program in Fall River is going to be cut. They're already talking about it. And regardless of how many people you have manipulating that program, when my grandmother was alive, after my grandfather had died, you know, she had a tough time just getting to stretch a dollar. And she relied on that program every winter.
Right.
So, you know, as much as you have douchebags manipulating it, there's people that really need these programs. And they're going to take from the poorest programs, and it's such shit. Why don't, you know, the Republicans take a salary cut? Why do they, you know, not have to drive lavish vehicles and eat at fancy restaurants and everything else? And I'm sorry, but I think everybody in Congress needs to be dismissed. You know, they need to be fired and put on their way, because this is a big mess. And wait a minute, let me finish, because people are dumping it all on the president's lap, but let's get this right. The president is kind of like the queen. He doesn't really make many decisions. He puts his input in a lot of things, but it's all going to go through freaking Congress. And how the Republicans can sleep at night with what they've just done to the United States as a whole, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But that's my opinion, and, yeah, I'm going to stand by it and stick to it, because I'm just plain old white trash. I don't make $150,000 a year to, you know, have that Republican flavor pasted on my tongue. And like me, love me, that's the way I fucking think, and that's it.
But it's not just the Meals on Wheels, because it's not just your state. Like here, they're going to be cutting for the children's care, for the shots and everything else. Anything that is going by the state, so it's the Meals on Wheels here, it's the kids, it's everything.
You know, daycares that are run on grants, community development centers, so here's the bitch. People bitch that mothers are on welfare. Okay, well, the mother needs the daycare to go to college for 2 years so she can get off the goddamn welfare.
You know, what gives with this? And it, like I said, you know, take from the rich. Take from the rich. Leave the fucking poor people alone. But that's, they get their shits and giggles out of it. So, you know, when there's more people on the streets and you find the elderly couple starved to death in their house because they can't cook and there's no more meals on wheels, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans can be proud of themselves. They can pat themselves on the back and go live in their mansions and smoke their fancy cigars and send their kids to the finest prep schools here and abroad. And I just think it's such a crock of shit.
Well, to me, the 535 of them, that's where the sequestrations start first, where they stop their paychecks until they get their heads out of their ass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think personally that, you know, people in Congress should only be, like the president, 4 years with a maximum of 8. You got some people up in there that have been there a long time. And, I mean, the Kennedys
have got like 50 years in.
You know, the Kennedys are right here from where I'm at. But, you know, all the year after year after year with just the name getting voted in, is it the name or are they actually making a change? You know, and that's some of the shit that's going on. And it's like, you know, after 8 years, you need to get the hell out. And you no longer make the salary of a congressman. You need to, like, go find a freaking job and make a normal day pay. You know, what is this, all this extended benefit? We don't have money for extended benefits for the people in Congress that are screwing up our country. And, yeah, we all blame it on the president. But you know what? You really need to look at Congress because they're the ones that pass all these things. The president just hands down the ideas of what he sees, you know, and thinks that should happen. But, you know, I love the way Americans think. They just, you know, go for the president, snap his neck, and, you know, not really think and look at what the real problem is and possibly coming up with a solution, you know. It's just throw left and right. That's it.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret about America. For those of you that know your history, this will come as no surprise. But to the vast majority of ignorant jackasses out there, hold on to your hats. America is not a democracy. It never has been a democracy, and that is not what our forefathers wanted for us. It's what they warned us about. In fact, the word democracy does not appear anywhere in our founding documents. We're a constitutional representative republic, and that is what we should remain. The word Democrat means someone that wants to turn our country into a democracy. And the word Republican means that someone wants to preserve the Republic. Democracy is no better than a socialism. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what you have for lunch. A Republic is a well-armed sheep disputing the results of the vote. Learn your history, learn the truth, know the facts.
You know, it burns at me because, okay, Facebook, prime example. That is like, Facebook is the sheep and the people on are the herd because
you put
one thing, okay, on Facebook that, let's say, disgruntles the prez. 90% of those stupid things that people are passing around and clicking share, if you so much as look it up, the facts are inaccurate. But everybody on this damn social network is going to believe it. Because they're not smart enough to say, hey, let me check this out behind this. That kind of sounds just a little bit odd, you know?
No, let's put Facebook in a nutshell. If you're an independent person, meaning you stand alone, you go by your own beliefs or your own thoughts, think again, because when you do, people jump to the conclusion of being sheep. And they think it's all about them. And it's not.
No. I just, you know, I have a tough time with ignorance and bullshit, and I have a tough time with people that like to hit that share button on everything political, and they have no freaking clue that 90% of it is made-up gossip. And it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're trying to act like you're so politically correct and that you have half a brain, and these people don't. And
you know, there was somebody on my page, and I know this man. He is so against Obama. It's ridiculous, okay?
Yep.
The second time he had his page shut down from Facebook because everything was against Obama. It was about your First Amendment, your Second Amendment rights. You know, it got so crazy they shut his first one down. Then he came back. They just shut that one down. I'm like, what part of stupid do you fall from?
You know,
it's okay to post something, a funny graphic picture thing here and there.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when it comes consistent, bam, bam, bashing, what part of do you not understand Big Brother watches?
Yeah. Well, that's just like, you know, it is an important subject. Roe versus Wade, and I hate to bring up abortion, but it is what it is. State of Arkansas today just basically kicked women's rights in the damn ass. And it is
they're
now
doing that
of,
here in Illinois.
Yep.
They're going to do that here.
The most toughest states for a woman to seek out abortion. And quite frankly, it's none of no one's goddamn business. You know,
exactly.
If a woman makes a choice to do that, she's got to live with the ultimate consequences or when she meets her maker or anything else. Who the hell is a bunch of men sitting around a table, the mayor, the governor, and everybody else, who are they to make that choice for a woman? So
okay, let's
happen?
Put a prime example here. A woman
yeah.
is raped. A woman is raped, and they want her to carry that child, have that child. Place that child up for adoption, or whatever the case may be after having that child. How hard do you think that is on a woman?
Oh, yeah, all the way around. But the thing is that, you know, you get all these free religious radicals that just, you know, can't keep their noses in their church and basically look out for the child molesters lurking around the freaking corner. And, yeah, I
exactly.
said it's every group. It's your Jewish, it's your Christians, it's your Catholics, it's your Amish, and I'm saying it. It's every damn religious group. You got
it's all authenticities. Right.
Yep, and that's it. And they should be concentrating on cleaning up their parishes, their churches, their whatever it is you want to call, and they
right.
need to leave that stuff alone. And a bunch of other states are jumping on board, too, with basically you can't have an abortion after 12 weeks. And that,
do you know,
you know
in Ohio, in the state of Ohio, you can.
Yeah, well,
in the state
to,
of Ohio.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of young girls that get confused and they have to sit back and sometimes they got to go past 3 months. But again, you know what? It's their choice. It's nobody
right.
else's business. Do I tell
right.
the guy down the street, yo, don't go for your heart bypass surgery? You know, you really
have you ever had one? Have you ever
exactly.
had one?
No, me? An abortion? Or a bypass yeah. surgery? What do you
no,
think?
No, an abortion.
No.
Okay.
And I can honestly say this, Norma. I've never had one, and I myself could not do it. But
okay.
I,
well,
well,
if
I
it's the case of a stillborn baby, that's
yeah,
a different
me,
story. You're not
right.
killing something that's already died.
Right, but let me finish.
They just had to get out. Okay.
Right. I am for a woman's choice, a woman's right to choose. You
right.
know, like I said, you got to live with your own personal consequences, whether it be your own mental state or you got to meet your maker or maybe it just won't bother you at all. But it should be your choice, just like
right.
it's a man's choice to go for to get his ball snipped. Or
right.
go for hot surgery or whatever else. You don't have everybody
right.
stepping in and telling you right from wrong. Maybe people should get on board with how many homeless children are actually in the United States of America. How many kids live in a damn war zone and are eating once a day? Maybe
yeah.
they should put their concerns in putting a better environment for these children that have to, you know, deal
I'm
with
glad you said that.
Lifestyles.
Wait. I'm glad you said that because if anybody else has not seen this federal law, I'm going to tell it to you right now. The other day, I received this in the mail from the U.S. Census and Department of Commerce. And this is what it said. In a few days, your household will receive instructions in the mail on how to complete a very important national survey, the American Community Survey. Please follow the instructions to complete the survey promptly. The U.S. Census Bureau is conducting the survey and chose your address, not you personally, as part of the randomly selected sample. Okay, the American Community Survey collects information about various topics like education, housing, and jobs. Information in the survey is used by federal, state, local, and tribal governments to meet the needs of communities across America. For example, community leaders use this information to decide where the schools, the highways, and other services are needed. The survey is also used to develop programs to reduce traffic congestion, provide job training, and plan for the health care needs of the elderly. If you have access to the Internet and you want to learn more about the American Community Survey, I put it in the chat room. Please visit the Census Bureau's website. And this says, thank you in advance for your help. And then I go to the website and I see this. Do I have to answer all these questions? This is an ACS sample mail-in form. Explore the new form. And then it says, yes, you're legally obligated to answer all the questions as accurately as you can. The relevant laws are Title 18, U.S.C. 3561, Section 59.
Eunice is here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Which amends Title 13, U.S.C. Section 221. Your answers are important as part of the sample. You are represent many other people. Find out how each question helps your community, your state, and the federal government in questions on how to form and we ask and why we ask. Note, this law was implemented in 2012. For the survey, okay. This is what I feel about it. If they have no way of knowing that you received it, then I don't know how it would be able to prosecute you for failure to fill it out. I say fuck them. And those of you who did nothing, you are welcome to enjoy the freedoms that others have provided you. We're addicted exactly what I thought. Fuck them. Okay, I'll get it right on that. Not. The questions are in violation of your Fourth Amendment. If you answer them, you are consenting to a search of your personal property. The threat of penalty is coercion. If you answer, you are under duress, and if your answers are and your answers are no longer valid. So what I'm going to do is I'll put this link in the chat room for that too. But this is all bullshit. All they're trying to do is collect information.
The last time they had a census person come around, I was outside doing yard work, and the lady sat there, and she's like, can I have a few minutes of your time? And I said, it depends, what is this in regards to? And she's like, well, I'm with the census, and we're here to find out how many are in your household and stuff. I said, well, wait a minute. I said, I pay taxes, so the government knows who I am and where I'm at. I am not going to fill this out. And they're like, and the lady told me, she's like, you know, there can be legal problems with this. I said, I don't care. Get off my property and don't come back. The government knows who I am and where I'm at.
Every time I hear the word census, I think of the biblical aspect of it when they did the census to find out who had all the baby boys, and they went around and they killed them all.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, I don't understand it, because Nora brings up a definitely good point. If you work, whether you're on disability or even if you're on welfare or you work at McDonald's, there are taxes or government agencies involved. If you own a home, you're paying taxes. They know who is where and what people are doing. So why they feel the need to come out and, you know, ask several hundred other questions of who's living in your house is beyond me. But who am I? Just a little drop in the big pond.
Well, they're also having this thing generating around in regards to females now having to sign up for a draft, like the males had to, you know. Now, I don't have a problem with women being in the military, women being on the front line, wherever they might be positioned at, okay? But for ones that do not want to have a part of it, why make all females? Or why do they want to make all females sign for a draft when it should be the ones that want to do it? You know what I mean? Why should they make that mandatory?
All right, here. Look, I want you guys all to listen to this, okay? This guy will tell you exactly what to do.
Straight stop it, B. This is to the government. The United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ask it to... Ooh. Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why it's 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light. So you see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't.
Can't get any better than that.
No doubt.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're doing.
Phil, I talked to Hermes, and I told him what happened to your wife, and he said to let you know that he's very sorry.
That wasn't supposed to go out, but that's okay.
Oh, well, I just told him. I didn't tell anybody else.
You just told everybody in the United States and worldwide.
Yeah, but I didn't say what it was.
Okay.
I didn't say what it was. I mean, she could have had a nosebleed, you know.
Okay.
I just passed that on to you.
Okay.
And Bill's not here tonight?
He probably got stuck in the shop. He's waiting for a truck.
Yeah, okay. It's good to hear you, girls.
Good to talk to you, Eunice.
Yeah, I feel much better. I'm working very hard, but I've got to share this with you. Remember last week I told you that the county commission has passed Reflection Bay, which we've been fighting for a long time. So what the opposite group has done, and I have to laugh at this, they went into the real estate office and told them in the real estate office if they put anything up about Reflection Bay that they were going to go to every condo association and tell them not to deal with Century Village Real Estate. And, I mean, to me, that was a threat. If I was there, I would have called the sheriff's department. And they proceeded to do that. So go to other condo associations and tell them, if you have any property that you want to sell on that, don't go to Century Village Real Estate. So the big boys heard about it that own this. It's a big company. So this person's going to have to deal with this because it's their business, their life, you know. They work hard at it. And they're just total jerks, these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing battle. They just filed a claim in court saying that they represent Century Village and they want to sue Yuko. Well, we have a person that has taken the petition out to sign that we did not back this group to file a claim for Century Village. And it will be probably 75% do not support these people anymore. And I'm proud to say that if this group that we formed a year ago, February, did not fight these people, Reflection Bay would not have been approved. And these people's bubble got bursted because nobody's ever fought them before.
Mm-hmm.
So I really kind of take pride in that for everybody that worked so hard to get this passed. The other good news is that the same thing is going to happen, hopefully, by the beginning of April up in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all politics.
Yeah.
You know. And I, like I said before, I don't care what I have to do as long as I get these things passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm really very proud of that.
Good for you.
And the fight goes on, you know, the fight goes on. And
that it does.
Yeah, it does. And I don't care how the Bill of Mass gets passed. As long as it gets passed, I don't care if they use that for a political stepping stone. They can just go right ahead and do that. As long as this bill against pedophilia gets passed the way we wanted it, the way we originally written it up, and we got a lot of guarantees. So, 'cause some of them are going for higher stakes, as you all know. John Kerry is going to be resigning, so he's got offered a better position, and so someone's going to have to take that. So I know that's the reason this is going to get passed, because there's a few people running for that position.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be a feather in their cap. And you know something? I really don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it gets passed. So that's my woe for tonight.
When you find out about that?
It was in the wind, and I really couldn't talk too much about it. But like I said, I don't care how it gets passed. I found out a few days ago. And you're the first people I talked to about it, you know. So we all learn our steps, and like I said, I'll be in the corner of the guy that's going to use it as a stepping stool.
Yeah.
Because payback is payback, you know. God, I don't know why I'm coughing. Let me see, what else is new? Well, I'm working on a deal, and that's going through tomorrow, so that's a good thing.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine lost his wife Valentine's Day to ovarian cancer, and she had been sick for a long time, and he was just, you know, she was young. He's only 51, so she was younger than him, and their children are all gone off and married in the whole nine yards, and he was devastated when I seen him, and I kind of just kicked him in the ass, you know. Told him, you don't dress like this. This isn't Jeff Forte, and we all lose somebody, and it's hard. And I gave him a few numbers to call, so he can go to these bereavement classes, which really helps, you know. They really do. And so he says, you need more to do. He owns a company down here. But you need more to do because you're the CEO and you just sit back, you know. So I said to him, buy a couple of condos. Let's do them over. I'll do the decorating and tell you how to do it. You know, that will give you something to occupy your mind.
Yeah.
So he's going to do that. The deal's going to close tomorrow. And I'm really proud because I've helped 3 people, you know, in this situation by doing this. So that's pretty good for somebody that, I'm very proud to say only went to the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of that. Because I learned the hard way. I learned by hard knocks, you know?
Yeah.
And, I keep thinking I when I was sick in January, you know, I kept saying, you know, Eunice, you got to take care of yourself and you want to live a little bit longer. And it's scary. It's scary when you hit a certain age. And your lifestyle changes in 1 year, meaning you're not as healthy as you were last year.
Right.
It gets very scary. And I just want everything that I've ever done to be done and passed. And then I don't care what happens after that. I mean, I care. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I do not want to die. Nobody wants to die, you know. But... you know, you never know what's going to happen, you know? And I say every night when I go to bed, so, God, thank you for giving me today. And then when I wake up in the morning, I say, oh, thank you, God. Another day I'm alive.
Yeah.
So it can be scary. And so I think the message I'm trying to say, when you're at a certain age and you've got, you know, probably 20, 30 years more, look at your life now and do it. Don't wait until you do it like I did years later, you know, because you lose it. And my son, he's been calling me all the time. That's scary because, I mean, it would be months. But he said to me just last night, he says, you know, Mom, you said one thing to me about a month ago. Enjoy what you got now, Mom, because when it's gone, it's gone.
Right.
Say what you have to say now, Mark, because when they're gone, you'll feel guilty because you didn't say it.
Right.
And that's so true. You know, if your children can learn that and appreciate their parents, that's so important. It really is. It's so, so important to a parent, you know.
Yeah.
To be told that you know, you've taught me the right way and you did everything possible in your life to make our life a little bit easier. And I know that sounds cynical, but you know something? That's all I ever wanted for my children.
Well, you know, you got people in Australia, Canada, Colombia, Germany, France, Sweden, San Martin, China. Our one guy in China is here tonight. Malaysia. Japan, Russia, Ireland, France, Germany, the United Kingdom. You got people New Zealand. You got people all over listening tonight. Brazil, Denmark. Place tonight.
I think that's all parents ever want to feel for their children is to have a better life than what they had.
Yeah.
And to appreciate no matter how little you have. As I've gotten older, I realize that material things mean nothing. Any kind of material things that can be replaced, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But life can't be replaced.
That's correct.
So, You know, it's so important because I've met so many people that said, if I only said this to my parents, if I only said this to my husband, if I only said this to my child, you know. And when you really think of it, it's very easy to say.
Yeah.
You know, it's very easy to say. And that's one thing that I do, my husband and I do, no matter what disagreements we have during the daytime, no matter if he's here or not or vice versa, one thing we do, I never go to bed without telling him that I love him.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And he does the same thing. So it's important, you know. It's important that our grown children take a real good look at it and not be as selfish as some of them are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have a friend that had 5 children, and she was a tyrant bringing them up. And I said to her, you know, Pat, you had 5 children, and every one of them turned out well. You should be happy that you still have them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's true. I mean, you have a daughter, you have a brand new granddaughter and that, and it's just a simple word. It's easy for you to tell your granddaughter, Grandpa loves you, you know.
Yeah.
And some people, it's so hard to do that. They become hard over the years. You know, and that's terrible. They become hard, and they fight for the wrong things. So life can be good.
Yeah.
Which is only as good as you want to make it. And it took me all these years to learn that. Isn't that terrible? That you have to wait until you're my age. And I'm not knocking my age. I think I do pretty well for my age. To learn these things later on in life, it's really scary, you know?
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm getting off the pulpit now. But it was something that I just really wanted to talk about. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill always talks about the vets and stuff, and I just got this today, but this is going to be for the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team. And it takes place Saturday at Cook's Corner. And the ride's going to go to the Mission Viejo Youth Athletic Park and the ride by 12:30. And we're going to have for all kinds of tickets for all the softball games and Clippers games, Angels, Dodgers, Lakers, Kings, autographed bats, restaurant gift certificates, custom MagnaFlow, performance exhaust systems, autographed guitars, all kinds of stuff.
Well,
yeah, but everybody forgets about that, too, because, you know, they forget about the men and women that are vets.
Yep. For them, we, you know, from when my dad was in the war, in World War II and on, those people gave their lives so we could have a free country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's free now?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Nope, it's not. And it kills me to think that these people gave up their lives to make this country freedom. You know, I'm so disappointed in that country. I really am. And because it's become money hungry. They allow the insurance companies to run this country, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe that. I do.
And the politicians, they're not up there for what the people want. They're up there to better themselves, to make a name for themselves. They could give one shit about us.
All they care about is making the money, passing a law, and making them look good.
I mean, let's face it, no matter if you're Democrat or Republican. The Republicans are holding this country hostage.
Amen, sister. I was just bitching about that earlier.
You know, yep. and just like this guy says,
you can't handle the truth.
Well, it's the truth.
Yep.
I don't know how they sleep at night. Oh, wait. I do on their Donald Trump $5,000 mattresses.
You know. But you want to know something? They'll be judged at the right time.
Yeah, but right now is the important time because this country's hurting.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely hurting. And they're going to... It's not about... saving this country. It's about, I am going to teach one particular person, I am going to teach the President of the United States that he might be a Democrat, but we're Republicans. And they're holding us hostage.
You know what? It's like I said earlier, they all need to be voted out of Congress. They need to make a clean sweep and kick their asses out.
Well, where do you think they get the money to run their campaigns?
Oh, yeah, I totally understand it. But, you know, the people of this country need to, like, really open up their eyes. And I was just saying it earlier. It's easy to put the blame on the president, but here's the big wow factor, people. The president don't make all the rules and regulation. Congress does.
Yep.
So, you know, you can bark about Obama all you want. You're a jackass if you do, because the people you need to bark at are the people in Congress. Those are the people in power.
They most certainly are, and the Republicans control the Congress right now.
That's why I told you the 535 of them should have their shit stopped until they get pulled their heads out of their asses.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's too bad, because, you know, it's not the rich that are hurting.
Nope.
It's not the rich. It's
the people that used
class.
To be middle. The people that used to be middle class are now poor.
Oh, of course.
You know, it just
and
don't
the poor
make no
is
sense.
Even poorer.
Yep.
The poor is even poorer. You know, and it's. I know a lot of people that don't even vote, but they're the ones that scream the loudest.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not doing anything. Get off your fucking ass. Go down and vote and scream when we have elections.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, at my age, I'm going to run for a position down here.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
I'm going to...
Saturday Night Special.
I was just thinking that.
I can't even do that anymore, girls. County Commissioner, Phil. You know, I'm going to... Just to... see, I have to get really irritated... When Paul and I got married, I used to tend bar, and of course that wasn't a job to me. That was my fun time. So we were married for a while, and I wasn't working, and I said I've got to get some kind of a job. So I went to Price Choppers, and I said, hey, I work in the seafood department. You know, only time my husband ever asked me to take my clothes off because I stunk so bad when I got home. But anyways, I had this manager, seafood manager, and he was a total jerk, you know. Credit for everything that I did. I mean, I kept my mouth shut for a while, and then finally I just exploded. And they threw out a challenge to me, you know. You think you'd do this better? Go to school. We'll send you to school to do it and take it from there. And 4 years in a row, after I become seafood manager, the manager that I had worked for used to be the top seafood person. But guess who was the top seafood person for 4 years after that?
Good.
So you just, you know. And I put him in an ice bucket. He pissed me off so much one night, I just put him right in that fucking 4x4 ice bucket on wheels and told him, if you ever get out of there, don't get out while I'm still here, because you're going right back in again.
Yeah.
And I did. I'm serious. They called the manager the whole night. He asked me, because you can't do that. I said, I just did. You have to really piss me off, you know?
Ben's unmuted.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Fran.
It's Fran.
Hey, Fran. How are you?
Well, I made it past the one-year mark. Jonathan dead year and 4 months now. It's difficult because I did hear you talk about a friend of yours that the wife died and it was early and so forth. And it's interesting because statistics, either the mate makes it past the one-year mark or they don't. And there really is statistics to that. And generally, it's the man that doesn't make it if the wife dies, you know, that one-year mark. Now, you guys know that I do a little photography.
Mm-hmm.
And a very good friend of mine, and he called me and said, anytime you do an event, you make sure you shoot the very old and you shoot the very young.
Mm-hmm.
And those two categories are the most vulnerable. And it really is the truth. You know, when you said, you know, thing, I love you, John and I never used the term I love you. It's overused. It's way too overused. But we never had to. And yet, with 9/11, all of those people that died in 9/11, how many people have things that were never finished? And you know what? When somebody's dead, you know, you have to make peace with it, but you can never say, I told you so, I'm sorry. All of those things are all for naught now because it's just a picture. It is whatever it is. So things do change. And when they say, well, the very young, well, you've got to be kidding. Well, think of all the children that died at the school. I mean, it wasn't planned. It wasn't natural. And yet, there's your very young.
Uh-huh.
So it is true. It's both ends of the spectrum.
Fran, when I say that, I say to my husband I love him every night. It's because I learned what love really means.
There's a difference.
You know.
When you said about the kids, you know, it's forgive me, you owe me, this is mine. I know one relative where her two precious can't care with the time of day, but when they were young, they took her credit card and maxed them out and never paid it back.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, How dare you be that ungrateful? And you know what? Just because someone gets hurt to you doesn't give you the right to be rude.
Uh-huh.
And I see a lot of rudeness.
That's so true. So true. And you know the sad part, friend? Oh, I'm sorry.
We got somebody calling from South Carolina. Let's see what they got to say. Hello, 843. Did you want to talk or just listen? Okay, ladies, go ahead.
One of the
favorites of you, Phil, is when you put up all those links. Now, do you put all of those links as well on
your Facebook or your...
They're on the blog. Everything's on the blog.
On the blog?
Yeah.
I always have trouble with that thing, but that's okay. I'll try and find it again.
Use the link.
Yeah, I'll get it from you.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
So is anything exciting happening this weekend?
No.
No.
Next weekend, though, Bill's having his first St. Paddy's Day party.
Unfortunately, I will be in the classroom for 2 days.
Okay.
That leaves me out.
I just sent that to you in a message.
Okay. So hopefully everybody is doing well. I'd say age has really very little to do with what's going on. Unfortunately, your younger individuals, very few of them have had a taste of what it really means to not have anything. And yet here in San Diego, we have very, very large numbers of teenagers that are living on the streets.
You got a large heroin population among those teenagers too. A lot of addiction.
We have a large number. Part of that you are correct, but we have a very large number that aren't. Our society, if a teenager is in foster care or what have you. It's interesting because once they turn 18,
they're thrown out.
There is no transition. There is no, this is how you do things. There is none of that. And so our population is getting larger. I just heard today on one of the news stations where they actually said that diabetes is highest it's ever been. So that really questions our education and food. What are we training our kids to do other than go to fast food? So I questioned everybody. How did you like the horse meat mixed in with hamburger being sold at our fast food places?
I knew it was like that.
I don't eat at fast food places. I don't go to not one of them.
Well, every once in a while, because I would get caught short, you know, time is, you know, and unfortunately it was one of those that I actually would get, it was rare, but and it was like, oh my, tell me I would have been eating that there. Like, oh, that is so horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people seem to forget they've been talking about this on and off for the last, oh my God, it's been many years.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, there was a big scandal. Now I'm 43, and I can remember this. When I was a kid, there was a big scandal that McDonald's was using horse meat. Now you're going back like 35 freaking years ago. So it's been an ongoing thing. It's just been exposed again.
They got their hands caught as it is.
Well, I'm telling you, they made it so easy. Their codes weren't up to standards, you know, and they still aren't. They don't have the people going in and inspecting all these places.
No.
Yeah, but aren't we the only country that doesn't eat horse meat? Because from my understanding, all the other countries do.
Well, you want to know something? I ate horse meat when I was very young during World War II. You couldn't get a piece of beef.
Yeah.
That's okay. There is a very well-known Mexican restaurant here that they were caught with cat and dog meat in their freezers. So your steak and chicken fajitas were animals, not what it should have been.
these are the reasons why I cook at home, and in the springtime, I pack a picnic basket.
But
if you think about it, you know, you get E. coli in restaurants. Why is that? Why is that? Is somebody not washing their hands after they wipe their bum? Thank you. I will cook my food at home and make sure my kids are healthy and happy.
Yeah, but a lot of them don't clean up to code for OSHA either.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all the trucks that run around San Diego County and North County and basically all over California, they're all being inspected.
I'm going to real quick jump in because we're so close to the magic minute. Anyone that does go into the hospital,
the virus.
And when I worked at the hospital, usually I had my backpack. I always carried garbage bags. And before I laid that backpack down, I would put it in a fresh garbage bag. And when I left the hospital, that garbage bag stayed there. And it really becomes real important to have that hygiene. One of the things that have also been, people have used that hand sanitizer so much that right now the bacteria has become airborne. So all those happy people out there that think they're doing themselves a great favor, they didn't do any of us a favor. Because now that bacteria is now airborne.
Can I say this? When I was sick last month and I had to go to the hospital, you know what the doctor said to me? Go home. You're safer at home than you are here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's true.
He says, because you'll pick up everything here.
That's true.
My immune system was so low, you know. Go home. And that's exactly what I did. I came home. You know, so it's you know, everywhere. When you talk about cats and dogs, you know, the Mexican used it, the Chinese used it, the whole nine yards. Well, when you talk about steaks and lamb and stuff like that, those are animals too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they taste better.
Well, I've never eaten a dog and I've never eaten a cat, so I wouldn't know, but I'm just saying.
Well, I'm talking about when you started talking about lamb and steaks, you know, that's some good eat.
Well, I happen to love lamb, you know, so I cook it once a year at Christmas time.
Personally, I think everybody should be eating venison. I love the stuff. It's like a fat-free meat. It's good. You can make anything with it, and it's very good for you. And the way the deer are overpopulated and the inbreeding and hepatitis is running through them, they need to be shot, point blank.
Well, yeah, but if the bad thing about eating, like, deer and stuff, you can't tell if the meat is bad.
Sure you can.
You end up with...
You don't butcher your own meat.
Because people will come up with CJD disease, and they cannot detect it until the age of 60 from eating deer meats.
I don't know. There's a couple of butchers we used to deal with in Michigan that used to test the meat for different things and look for if they had hepatitis, they had pustules underneath the muscle lining. There were different things you could look for, and it's like we gutted them, we bled them, but when it came to dicing and chopping, they went to the butcher.
All I can tell you about venison is I could cut it, I could make steaks, I could grind it. No matter how I tried to cook it, it was like shoe leather.
You gotta cook venison with a real fat, mainly butter or like lard, Crisco, because it's 99% fat-free, just about. There's, like, no fat in it. And any good piece of meat, when you cook it, it has to have a good marbling, which is fat. And in order for you to cook venison right, you either have to long cook it in a slow cooker or you fry it up in a pan and you do it with butter, and it should be eaten at like a medium well. It still needs to be like pink. If you go beyond that, that's what you got, is shoe leather.
Well, I've never had it, and I don't.
Well, we're at the end of it. I'm
hunting for it, so.
So we're at the end of it. Just got the 60-second thing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take us out with a little Forever Angel by Axel Rudy Pell, and I'll see all you guys Tuesday.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.